It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Your internet service provider is getting ready to bring the hammer down on people who download pirated content. One catch, the hammer, is pretty much made of a series of emails. You ever try to pound a nail with an email? It's really hard. Carrie Sherman, CEO of the Recording Industry Association of America, says internet service providers, or ISPs, will begin policing copyright violators starting July 1st. It's a plan that was agreed to last summer, but up until now, there's been no indication when it might roll out. Anne-Marie Bridie from Princeton University's Center for Information Technology Policy says the process will start with the copyright owner detecting something illegal going on.
So if you are caught by a copyright owner downloading material from a peer-to-peer file sharing network that they identify as their material, they are going to send a notice to your internet service provider. And then that internet service provider is going to turn around and send to you what is called a copyright alert.
That's your first warning, telling you to cut it out with the illegal downloading. Doug Lichtman from UCLA School of Law says the idea is that should end it.
And the hope is that just by sending that notification, we'll get a lot of people to say, you know what, I don't want to be part of this. I'm happy to pay for content, do it legitimately.
But then it escalates, right?
Well, but most of the escalation is another email, right? After the first warning, what do you get? A second warning. After the second, what do you get? A third warning. Basically, it's communication.
After that comes a fourth warning. Presumably, the wording in all those emails would have gotten a bit more terse by this point. If you keep up with the downloading and the piracy, says Bridie, it's time for Plan B.
One of the things that they might do is slow down your internet connection. They might redirect you to a landing page where you could complete an educational program that teaches you about copyright law, or, you know, the landing page could just require you to contact a customer service representative to talk to them about file sharing and copyright infringement, or the ISP could temporarily restrict or suspend your internet access.
Exactly what the ISPs plan to do is still up in the air, but Lichtman thinks the approach will have a big impact on the casual pirate.
Once we remind folks that this isn't anonymous and it is wrong, I think most people will realize, you know, I don't want to do this. Just like in music, right? Roll back 6-7 years, and a lot of us were getting our music illegally online. Then iTunes rolls out, gives us a way to do it legitimately, and we opt for that. I'm happy to give $1, $2 to get my music completely clean and do the right thing. For all content, hopefully we're going to turn that same corner.
Doug Lichtman of UCLA Law School. Let's find out some findings.
According to a recent study,
humans are now outnumbered by machines on the web. The online security company Encapsula has issued a report that says only 49% of web traffic is actually generated by people. Now, you're correct to assume the machines are probably not watching kitten videos on YouTube. Among the popular activities for machines on the web, looking for vulnerabilities on websites so they can be hacked into later. Also, putting spam in the comments section of sites, that's 2% of all web traffic. Then there's robots gathering intelligence about companies in order to sell it to those companies' competitors. And, of course, search engines. Put them all together, 51% of web traffic. Now, if the machines outnumber the people, have we reached the point where the machines need to worry about a human uprising? Don't tell the machines I said that. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.